This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are back with hour number two of Ron Segi Today, live nationwide and around the world on this first weekend of the last month of the year, December. And in our second hour, Sandra Brown will be joining us. She's got a show on ID, which is a terrific channel, and it's called Tetris Murders. Remember the game Tetris from the 70s and the 80s and the 90s? Well, the gentleman who founded that game was actually murdered along with his entire family. It's a really whodunit thing, and she's going to talk about it. Lieutenant General Pete Osmond from the United States Marine Corps will be joining us talking about Toys for Tots. Very important. From Twisted Sister, my buddy Dee Snider has a Christmas song out, believe it or not. And then Rebecca Edwards, we're going to be chatting about Porch Pirates. I don't know what that is, but we're going to find out. And that's all coming up this hour with Ron Segi Today.
By GovMint.com. Have you heard? A recent stash of 1904 Morgan silver dollar coins has been found. These gorgeous 1904 O silver dollar coins are as bright and shiny as the day they were struck. This is a key date for silver dollar collectors, and only a limited quantity are available. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone interested in silver coins. Just call GovMint at 1-800-222-1975 and you are guaranteed a mint condition 1904 O Morgan silver dollar featuring the iconic O mint mark of the New Orleans Mint. The final year of production, but with limited quantity, you must call now. These 1904 O silver coins are still in uncirculated condition. That is 117 years of history you can hold in your hand. To learn more, call 1-800-222-1975. Call now and you'll receive a free American Coin Collector's Bonus Package, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-222-1975 now to secure your 1904 O Morgan silver dollars before they sell out. That's 1-800-222-1975.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Campbell here, serial entrepreneur. Let's make sure your current payroll provider isn't overcharging you, shall we? First, go to your payroll provider's website to see what you're currently paying. Oh, what's that? You can't clearly see your pricing because your vendor is running a temporary sale or making you call for a free quote? That's unfortunate. If you go to PatriotSoftware.com, you will instantly see our payroll pricing for companies with 1 to 100 employees. Well, there you go. At least now you know what you should be paying for payroll. Go to PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Welcome back. It's Ron Segi Today, live all across the USA and around the world. Well, I'm very anxious to talk to our next guest because coming up, premiering on December 5th, this Monday, starting at 9 o'clock Eastern, 8 Central on Investigation Discovery, the ID channel, and it's going to be available to stream the same day on Discovery Plus, is a three-part series that is entitled The Tetris Murders. Now, if you are familiar with video games at all, you know that during the 80s and 90s and even today, the Tetris game exploded onto the world stage, and it was an amazing game that is, you know, as we mentioned, endures today. Joining us right now is retired former CIS tech investigator Sandra Brown. Hi, Sandra. How are you? And welcome to the show.
Thank you, Ron. I am very fine. And yes, you're right. I'm a former crime scene investigator.
Well, you know, I know that this game was bonkers, but on September 22nd of 1998, Vladimir Pohinko, a gentleman who really worked very diligently and founded this game, Tetris, was found murdered in his home in California alongside his wife and their young son. And it was a very, very bizarre scene, but everybody thought it was a murder-suicide. You were never satisfied with that result, hence you went into investigating it, and now it's part of this three-part series. Tell us how this whole thing came about, because I watched the trailer. It's pretty fascinating.
Good, good, good. So, you know, 24 years ago, we get this call for this crime, and we arrive, and I was a detective at the time, but dual duties, also crime scene investigator. And so I was a little suspicious right off because I didn't think the way his body was, the way the weapon was positioned in his hand, and also the blood spatter did not add up to a man who killed himself. And that was the main thing that I was focused on, was that I don't think this man killed himself. And if he didn't kill himself, then he didn't kill his wife and his son. His son was 12 years old at the time. And so, you know, as we go forward into the investigation, I started noticing other little points that I was adding up. You know, when one thing is weird, you go, okay, that's weird. But when you start having 3, 4, 5 things that are weird, that don't settle with you, it stays with you. There was autopsies were completed, and our medical examiners at the time deemed that this was a double homicide, suicide, self-inflicted injury, and that the case was closed. Mm-hmm. I didn't believe that.
Yeah. But there was a suicide note, and it was in his handwriting?
So, you know, yes, there was a suicide note. I always have felt that it was written in a third person. Now, quickly, this family was from Russia. They were Jewish. They came over. He was a game developer. He was one of the developers of the Tetris game. So not that, you know, it wasn't his game, but he was one of the developers. And so they settled in Palo Alto, back in those days, and right. They lived in this community. And when this heinous crime occurred, some of the community members came forward and said, we do not think that this man killed himself. We think that this was a Russian mob hit. And some of them even came out with the old Soviet Union flag, and that the mob used to use to let people know that they had committed this crime. They used the old hammer and sickle. Remember the old flag for Soviet Union? And this family was killed with a hammer and a knife. And so back in 1998, we were like, okay, conspiracy theories, all right, we added those conversations in the case, but really nothing came of it. So when we come back to a couple years ago, when we started talking about this case again, and we've talked about this case over the years, people will ask you know, what's that one case that gets you? We always talk about that. But I started shooting this, and I was looking through our report. The producer asked me to go to a page, and we were filming. And when I went to that particular page and I started reading what I saw, I knew back 24 years ago we were right. On this page was a document from the FBI. It was a subpoena, and it was titled Federal Bureau of Investigation San Francisco Unit Russian Racketeering. I didn't know that in 1998, but when I saw that during the filming of this docuseries, I was shocked, and that led me to believe that we were right, that there was more to this case that we didn't know about. The FBI is a great organization. Police work with them all the time, but why do they have a subpoena for our case the day after this homicide occurred?
Mm-hmm.
And so, Lon, that's all I'm going to give you, because I don't want to give too many spoilers, but the Russian mob was mentioned 24 years ago. The subpoena was issued from the Russian racketeering unit. What does that tell you?
Yeah, there's a suggestion here, and I know we got to be very cautious of this because we want everybody to watch it, and if you don't hear it in a sequential order, it's all screwed up. But so is the suggestion that maybe the Russian, and you even said the Russian mafia, might have been in collusion with the FBI on the investigation and the cause and the result of this?
Oh, no, we can't put that out there. The FBI is not in collusion with anybody. I'm just thinking that back then there was more to the case,
mm-hmm.
that maybe they were already thinking that the Russian mob was involved in this murder, because I don't think he killed himself. So what does that mean? We have a triple homicide now, because this unit was already investigating this. And so now we come forward 24 years later. There's all kinds of spoilers that are in this 3-part docuseries that I obviously am not going to give you.
Right.
And your audience, because I want them to take this path with us.
Oh, yeah.
I want you to come along, and there's several other aha moments in these docuseries that will give you pause and make you think, wow, maybe these crime scene investigators were right 24 years ago. Maybe this man didn't kill his family.
Well, you know, the reason I mentioned the fact about the collusion, and it was not to be disrespectful to the FBI, certainly with all of the discussions in the last few months and a couple of years with the FBI, I don't think anything is shocking anymore, no matter what you come up with, whether it's true or not true. But you had the ability to go back into this case after you retired. Did you have access to all of the paperwork that you had when you were investigating it initially?
I had access to the original report, all the paperwork, and that's where I'm going to stop, because, again, there's a lot of information that is going to surprise people in this docuseries. I'm sad by the case, but excited about all the information that your audience is going to see when they sit down and watch this. I think this is sort of big, and I think people are going to go, wow. But, you know, outside of that, I want to mention this really quickly. Crime happens, murders happen, cops investigate it, but we do keep it. We keep it in our hearts. It is in our minds. People ask us over and over and over again over the years after we retired, you know, about all these cases, and we continue to talk about it. And so I didn't think he killed his family and himself then, and now I really don't think he did.
As a result of this, this is getting a lot of attention. I mean, it's going to be on ID, as we mentioned, starting this Monday, December 5th at 9 o'clock Eastern, 8 Central, and then available to stream the same day on Discovery Plus. Would this have been brought to the attention of a national, maybe even international audience, if it wasn't for the sake that he was part and parcel of the creation of this game?
Probably would not have hit as exciting as it is. The game was huge.
Yeah.
You know, internationally, yes, it came from Russia. But you know what? The FBI getting involved, you know, nothing wrong with them getting involved. I just thought it was strange at the time. This is going to open some doors. I've been getting hits from TikTok and YouTube on all this. I've never seen myself so many times on television. It's embarrassing. But it's getting a lot of hits, a lot of likes, a lot of loves. People are into this. They really want to know what happened. So if you really want to know what happened, folks, join in on Monday night for this three-part series.
This whole entire three-part series is going to be shown together and then streaming on Discovery Plus and then probably on demand after that?
Yes, I believe so. My husband was looking at the schedule, and it's going to play three parts, and I believe he said it's going to play again that same night later on in the evening.
Well, it's fascinating. It really is. And I got to be honest with you, my sons, of course, played that game as youngsters, and I never did, but this really struck me, especially when I saw the trailer. I mean, it was just unbelievable, and I'm looking forward to it. Again, now it's all three parts of the three-part series called The Tetris Murders, premiering this Monday, December 5th, starting at 9 Eastern, 8 Central on Investigative Discovery ID, and then will be available, as we were talking, to stream the same day on Discovery Plus. And our guest has been the retired CSI investigator on this, Sandra Brown. Sandra did a great, great job. And, of course, the death of Vladimir Pohilko and his wife and 12-year-old son. Sandra, this is very interesting. I invite you to come back anytime you have great stories. And I know that you are extremely talented in this area. We'd love to have you come back. And we will be watching, okay?
Thank you, Rod. It's so weird. I did not know I was going to be doing this in the future, so here we are.
Well, I want you to do me a favor, okay? You and I are both suffering from a little throat ailment. You take care of yours. I'll take care of mine. Next time we talk, we'll be 100%, okay?
Yes. Thank you very much. Have a good day.
You too. Have a nice holiday. Sandra Brown has been our guest. Boy, I urge everybody to watch this. This is going to be a good show, and it's going to be coming up this Monday night, December 5th. You know, that Investigative Discovery channel does a great job in these kind of documentaries. It's the ID channel, and it's going to be Monday night, as we mentioned, December 5th, this Monday, 9 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock Central Time on the Investigative Discovery Channel. We're going to pause for a second. Want to remind everybody, though, before we take a quick break, to check our website out, which is ronsegi.com, ronsegi.com. And we'll be right back with more with Ron Segi today.
The stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
At St. Jude, researchers are working around the clock to find new ways to combat the deadliest childhood cancers. This is a St. Jude moment.
My name is Joel, and I was diagnosed with osteosarcoma, which is bone cancer, and I came to St. Jude as a 7-year-old because doctors had discovered a tumor in my right shoulder. St. Jude was amazing early on. You know, even as a 7-year-old, they found a way to explain it to me, to have other people talk to me. That by the time I walked out of here 7 months after the amputation, I was fully adjusted using my left arm, you know, so I could jump right back into school and have no qualms or no worries about that at all. So I'm lucky enough to be married to Lindsay, who is also another former St. Jude patient who I actually met at a St. Jude event. She was in the middle of her treatment. I had finished mine just a couple of years before and just told her I loved her. Luckily, she reciprocated, told me the same thing back, and we were fortunate enough to get married on the St. Jude campus.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
All across the United States and around the world, it's Ron Sedgie today. Over the past years, you got a lot of friends that you have on the show. And our next guest falls into that category. He's been with us several times. In fact, I believe he's been with us once or twice every single year for the past decade, decade and a half. He's quite a guy, and he's talking about quite an organization, the United States Marine Corps Stories for Tots. Joining us is my friend, Lieutenant General Pete Osman. Hello, General. How are you?
I'm well, Ron, and thank you once again for having me back this year. I really appreciate the opportunity to share a few thoughts with you and your listeners.
Well, you know that I always welcome you, and as a United States Marine Corps general, I did not say retired, and you know why I didn't. Ed McMahon, my partner for many, many years, was a lieutenant colonel, and he said there's no such thing as a retired Marine. Am I correct, sir?
That's right. When you're no longer on active duty, you're a veteran Marine, and that's the mantle that I carry today.
That's fantastic. There are currently 14.7 million U.S. children living below the federal poverty line. One out of three children lives in a family where neither parent has a full-time or year-round employment. Hence the reason for Toys for Tots. And tell us now what this great defense body is doing this year, General.
Well, again, we're out there trying to muster support to help raise as many toys as we possibly can to distribute to as many of those 14.7 million children as we can. As you know, Ron, over the past few years, we've been averaging anywhere from helping the Christmas of 7 to 7.5 million children each year, and we'd like to reach even more this year if we could.
You and I have talked about this in the past, but for those individuals who may not heard us or did not know this, this all began, Toys for Tots, back in 1947, with one United States Marine unit delivering 5,000 toys in just the Los Angeles area, correct, General?
That's correct. That's where it all started. And you know, the success of that first campaign got back to the Commandant of the Marine Corps. And in 1948, beginning in 1948, he said, you know, I want all reserve units to conduct one of these Toys for Tots campaigns in 1948. And that got the thing really kick-started. And with the imagination of Bill Hendricks, who was that young major who started the first one, you know, we have expanded the program till today. We've got about 760 campaigns taking place in communities all over our country.
All over the 50 United States, the District of Columbia, Puerto Rico, and the Virgin Islands.
That's correct.
Tell us about the problem that is out there today because of our economy. Donations over the past couple of years have declined. And what's unfortunate, it's declined from people who in the past have given toys but don't find it economically possible to do it again.
That has been a challenge. There's no doubt about it. And you know, to be honest with you, the U.S. public has continued to be incredibly supportive of the Marine Toys for Tots program. Our corporate sponsors have been very generous, but the real challenge has been the increase in demand. As you mentioned, there were people who used to donate who today are having to say, gee, I hate to do this, but I need help this year myself. And that's what we found happening the last, oh, 5 or 6 years, and that's been the big challenge for us.
Now, for 56 years, you did this on your own. In the past 11th, you've had the help of great corporate sponsors.
It has been. We've been blessed with wonderful corporate sponsors over the years, but over the last 10 years now, going on the 11th year, managed over the past 10 years to help raise about $40 million, and they have donated millions of dollars worth of toys. So that has truly helped us to augment local campaigns with additional toys.
Now, how does that work, General? Do they go to the store and buy an item and donate it?
Well, you know, individuals who want to participate in the program, it's very simple. You go out and you purchase your favorite toy or a piece of sports equipment or maybe a good book, and you drop it in one of our Toys for Tots barrels. And so you make that donation that way, or if you want, monetary donation that way. So several ways that you can do that. You come in and purchase a toy and then take a selfie of yourself donating that toy and then hashtag it to Play It Forward, donate an additional two toys for the one that you have purchased and donated. So a great way for you to convert your one toy buy and donation into three.
Wow, that's great. Now, right across the street from me is a city park, huge park, and I noticed the sign there. It says drop off for Marines Toys for Tots. So I'm going to be monitoring that and make sure that it gets a lot of traffic. Now, tell me about actually my former neighbor, Shaquille O'Neal, and how he's playing a role this year.
You know, Shaq O'Neal is not only a great professional basketball player, but he's also, I think, he's a tremendous role model, particularly for youngsters. You know, he has a very positive approach to things, and each year at this time, through our great corporate sponsor, he takes on the persona of Shaka Claus, literally dressing himself out in the Santa Claus outfit and helping to bring joy to youngsters that probably wouldn't have a very good Christmas at all. And he's been very, very supportive of the Toys for Tots program. So Shaka Claus is at it again this year. In fact, if you go to the website, they have a page there that's called the Shaka Claus Wish List. And again, someone who wants to make a donation can go see what Shaka Claus would recommend for a donation, and you can actually make that work online.
How long can we donate to Toys for Tots before the cutoff time, General?
Each campaign coordinator has to determine when he needs to stop or she needs to stop, you know, collecting toys and then get into the process of sorting them out and distributing them. Usually that's around the mid to, oh, say maybe the 20th of December time frame. And then after that, of course, the coordinator is pushing almost all of his effort and trying to get the toys distributed so that the youngsters get them before Christmas morning comes.
I would imagine that the recipient list is very difficult to put together.
It is, and what usually happens is a local coordinator will touch base with local social agencies and leverage their list, if you will, of families in the community that need assistance, and those are the ones that we normally work with.
I can never talk to you enough when it comes to this, but this is so important. It really is. This is our tomorrow. The Marines have done a remarkable job. I salute you with all the work that the United States Marine Corps has done, not only in protecting us, but helping our youth.
Well, you know, as you said, it has a real purpose, and the mission of the Marine Toys for Tots program really says it all, and that's simply through the gift of a new toy, help bring the joy of Christmas, and send a message of hope to America's less fortunate children.
That's what it's all about, General. And for more information, go to ToysForTots.org. That's ToysForTots.org. And our guest has been my friend, President and Chief Executive Officer for the Marine Toys for Tots Foundation, Lieutenant General of the United States Marine Corps, Pete Osmond. General, thank you. Happy holidays. Perhaps we'll be talking between now and the end of the month.
I hope so, Ron. And to you and your listeners, Merry Christmas indeed.
Thank you, General. What a guy. Pete Osmond, the Lieutenant General, and, of course, as I mentioned, President and Chief Executive Officer for the Marine Toys for Tots Foundation. Get involved.
One of the saddest sights that you will see on Christmas morning is a child with no presents under a tree, and possibly not even a tree. ToysForTots.org. Go to it. ToysForTots.org. We're going to pause for a second. There's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. Blixing and blixing and all his reindeers pulling on the reins. Bells are ringing, children singing, all is merry and bright. So hang your stockings and say your prayers, cause Santa Claus comes tonight.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News.
Raphael Warnock, the Democratic incumbent for Georgia's U.S. Senate seat, is making the case on why he should be given a full six-year term. His Republican challenger, Herschel Walker, is making the case on why he should be chosen over Warnock. Both men have days left to make those arguments ahead of Tuesday's runoff election. Another judge in the Hoosier state has blocked Indiana's abortion ban ahead of that state's Supreme Court hearing oral arguments on an injunction that was implemented a week after the ban went into effect back in September. South Carolina will be first in the nation on the Democrats' presidential nominating calendar. Some party leaders have pushed to replace Iowa in the number one spot to reflect the party's diversity overall, but specifically giving a nod to black voters, the party's loyal base. The U.S. men's soccer team heading home from Qatar after losing to the Netherlands in the World Cup. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
To be jolly and be thankful for all that we
live all across the USA and around the world. You are listening to Ron Sedgy today, and that is the voice, at least one of them is, of our next guest. I enjoy talking to this fella so much you have no idea. Joining us, of course, from the great band Twisted Sister is our friend Dee Snider. Hi, Dee. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great. Hey, Ron. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. Nice to chat with you again.
Always. And that female voice that I'm duetting with is an amazing singer named Lizzie Hale. She's from a band called Hailstorm. And for you old school rockers out there who are saying there's no good music anymore, you want to check out Hailstorm because they got all the right influences with making great new music. So great singer, too.
And she's sensational. I watched the video, and it's just absolutely sensational. I got to tell you, you and I first met here in Orlando at the Hard Rock Cafe at the Velvet Sessions with our mutual friend Lou Carrier.
Lou, yeah.
What a piece of work Lou is. A great guy. Great guy. And we sat out on the back porch and did a show. It was you and I, somebody else. I can't remember who it was. And that was a few years ago, Dee.
Yeah, you know, I mean, Orlando, I have such a history with Orlando. I probably told you. I actually lived there in 1959.
Really?
As a little kid, yes. 1959, my father and his two brothers decided they were going to start a business in New York. And this was like the deep south in 59. Okay? So we picked up their families. We all moved down there. And they opened up one of those trucks, those like that pull into the job sites with the sandwiches and stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it didn't, now think of it, 1959, it didn't work. So within like a year, they were all back in New York. Cut to a couple years later, Disney starts breaking ground on Disney World. I think it would have made a fortune if they just stuck it out a little longer. They missed the window. They would have cleaned up. But I have a long history with Orlando and Florida.
Well, you know, the thing is that in 1959, this was like the Wild West. I mean, there was nothing here to be. You know, my father had kind of the same experience. He was going to come down to Florida from Pennsylvania because he was in the storm window patio enclosure and screen enclosure business. And he could have been a zillionaire with everything that's down here now. But you don't know. You don't know these things.
Yeah, it's all timing. But down back then, it was the deep south, man.
Oh,
and a bunch of New Yorkers moving in. They were not crazy about it.
No. Well, I've been here 30 years, D, but I got to tell you, the first time I came down with those Pennsylvania plates, look out, man. You know, I love this song, The Magic of Christmas Day. And you know, ladies and gentlemen, this song has been recorded before. It's written by D, of course. But he wrote it as a special gift for his wife, Suzette. And then Celine Dion picked up on it.
Yeah, this is the only song, Ron, I never wrote intending to release it commercially. Think about it. Over 30 years ago, my wife, Suzette, who I'm still with, we've been together 44 years, she asked me to write her a Christmas song. And I'm like, this is Twisted Heyday, I'm Mr. Heavy Metal. I'm like, Christmas songs, that's not cool. She's like, oh, you can do it. And so I wrote her this song. It wasn't even a rock song. But the last thing I wanted to do was let the world know that the guy from Twisted Sister wrote a Christmas song for his wife. So I had a session musicians record it, gave it to her as a present, and that was it. Merry Christmas, honey. Cut to 5 years later, now we're in the heyday of grunge. My career's in the tanker. You know, the grunge was the cure for hair metal. And I get a call that Celine Dion heard the song and wants to record it, and that was a game changer. We call this the house St. Celine built. That record that it's on, These Are Special Times, sold over 14 million copies worldwide.
Yeah, huge. You know, I got to tell you, there are so much similarities with your career and mine. I know that as a youngster, you sang in the church choir and also sang in the high school choir. And, you know, when you think about the later experience and success you had in music, that seems like a very unusual beginning for Twisted Sister star, okay? But and you met your wife. You know, I was very young, but my wife was even younger. There was a five-year difference similar to
yours. Okay, you and me, brother.
Well,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
You,
same page.
You were, what, 21 and she was 15?
Yep.
And I was 20 and she was 14. So in this day and age, you and I would probably be getting out of prison about this time, don't you think?
Oh, my God. Yeah, I mean, yes. I mean, back then, I mean, her family threatened to kill me on the first day.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Which seemed reasonable in retrospect. And they kept me honest for a long time. But I was, there was, I, the minute I saw her, I felt some strange connection. And, you know, and of all the marriages in her side of the family, no one's has lasted except hers and mine. So sometimes it's just meant to be, but you don't even realize it. When I found out she was 15, brother, I was like, oh, my God. She didn't look 15.
Yeah.
She was like one of those hot Italian girls.
Right,
know? Like,
right, right.
Oh, my God, she's 15. No.
Same situation. And all of my wife's family were divorced. But I will tell you this. I finally found out why she was attracted to me. I know why I was attracted to her, but she thought I had money. And, man, was she wrong after that.
My wife was not attracted to me at all. That just made me want her more. She did everything she could to get away from me, and I was obsessed. I you know, the more I got to know her, the more I just said, this is the one. And by the way, people listening, it turns out she was an aspiring clothing designer and hairdresser and makeup artist. So she meets this guy who's in a band that are dressing up and wearing makeup and have crazy hair. So she did all those things for the band. And she even drew the Bone logo that everybody knows. She drew that. So, I mean, it turns out she had that package of talent that I needed to help my career go. So this was really meant to be.
Dee, I want to tell you, if anyone is going to do the life story of you, I need to play the role because my wife was in the same business. She was a makeup model and that kind of thing, and she's marrying, you know, a young teenager that's a disc jockey and thinks he's Johnny Carson. You know, I got to tell you something. I watched today, just today, because my son reminded me of it, to watch, because I loved Bobby Darin. This version that you do, and I've watched it 1,000 times if I've watched it once, of Mac the Knife is absolutely sensational. I love that video.
Thank you. And directed by my son, by the way.
Wow.
Cody is a filmmaker. He's got a 3-picture deal in Warner Brothers. He's making his first feature film with Margot Robbie. They're going to start filming. But, yeah, you know, I mean, after I was on Broadway, I had the blessing of being in Rock of Ages for 3 months, and it really gave me a respect and appreciation for theater, and I did an album called Dido's Broadway, which, you know, was really sort of a personal record because it's not the kind of thing that the average headbanger is going to pick up. But I do a cover of Mac the Knife on there. Yeah, that is worth looking at, people.
Oh,
I think you might like it.
I love it. I absolutely love it, man. It shows the versatility. Got to give you a lot of credit, too, for all of the causes and charities that you focus on, especially when it comes to children, abuse, and women, and emergency services. Thank you for your service along those lines, Dee. And this song, The Magic of Christmas Day, is a beautiful song. I mean, you got to catch on to it. It's available on YouTube to watch the video as we speak. And how do you get the record? Because I don't know how this happens anymore after spending a million
years. On all the platforms, iTunes, and wherever you get your downloads, it's available. So check it out and listen to the words, people. I'm just trying to remind people that Christmas holidays used to be a time where we set our differences aside, if only for a few hours.
Right.
And right now we could use that more than ever. So we need to come together just a little bit.
Dee, thanks so much for joining us. It's always great talking with you, my friend.
Always a pleasure to talk to you, and I'll see you next time.
I'll see you next time. Merry Christmas to you, Dee.
Hey, same to you. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Okay, bye-bye. Our guest has been Twisted Sister founder, and I tell you something, this guy's very cool. He's a really down-to-earth guy. When you see him on stage, he looks very bizarre, but boy, he's about as straight-laced as they come. Somebody told me that his parents wanted him to become an insurance salesman, and he became a rock star, and I'm glad he did. And the new record is out right now, The Magic of Christmas Day. We're going to pause for a second. There's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
At St. Jude, researchers are working around the clock to find new ways to combat the deadliest childhood cancers. This is a St. Jude moment.
My name is Joel, and I was diagnosed with osteosarcoma, which is bone cancer, and I came to St. Jude as a 7-year-old because doctors had discovered a tumor in my right shoulder. St. Jude was amazing early on. You know, even as a 7-year-old, they found a way to explain it to me, to have other people talk to me. By the time I walked out of here 7 months after the amputation, I was fully adjusted using my left arm, you know, so I could jump right back into school and have no qualms or no worries about that at all. So I'm lucky enough to be married to Lindsay, who is also another former St. Jude patient who I actually met at a St. Jude event. She was in the middle of her treatment. I had finished mine just a couple of years before and just told her I loved her. Luckily, she reciprocated, told me the same thing back, and we were fortunate enough to get married on the St. Jude campus.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today is the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Today, I saw this come across my desk the other day, and I said, I've never heard of this term before. You learn something every day on this show. It's called Porch Pirate, and I want to tell you what it's all about. A company by the name of SafeWise.com actually did a survey, and they found that around 260 million packages disappear from porches across America, and that is only in the last 12 months. And a recent survey shows that 50 million more will do it than last year. Unbelievable. Joining us right now is the lead safety reporter and expert for SafetyWise.com, Rebecca Edwards. Hi, Rebecca. How are you? Welcome to the show. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. I'm happy to be here.
Wow, this is unbelievable. I never heard of the term before. So what is porch piracy? I think I figured it out, but I want to hear your expert opinion on this.
Yeah, so porch
piracy is when people go up to packages that have been delivered that don't belong to them and take them.
Pretty simple. But this report really is kind of frightening. Does it happen in certain neighborhoods? I see a lot of things on television that, you know, these cameras that display the whole front yard. I have them all over my home. You can tell when these people do it. They're very brazen about it. But is it prevalent in all neighborhoods? Just about everybody, I mean, is subject to that kind of piracy, if you will.
Yeah, package theft is one of the most ubiquitous crimes out there because it can happen in every neighborhood. And, you know, even if you have a gated neighborhood, it could be your neighbor, your neighbor's kids. You just never know what's going to happen. So what we try to do is help people understand the trends and then give them solutions so they can be proactive to try to take away those opportunities from the porch pirates.
You know, a couple of days ago I was on a road trip and I forgot that I was going to have packages delivered, and immediately I called my neighbor and he got them so that I didn't have to worry about that. But these are cities that are pretty big, or that are on the top of the list, like San Francisco, Seattle, Austin, and Fresno, Milwaukee, New Orleans. California is home to 40% of the cities on the top 10 list. And of course, this kind of crime is very difficult. It costs Americans over $19 billion a year. How do you prevent it?
The best way to prevent it is to be proactive. Like, you were proactive. You realized packages were going to be delivered and you called your neighbor. In fact, half of the people that we talked to who had a package stolen in the past year did that very thing. They banded together with their neighbors to come up with a plan to try to keep an eye out for suspicious characters, to find people who were home that could receive packages for people that were not, and to also get involved on, like, neighborhood watch apps and things like that, Next Door and Ring, Neighbors by Ring, as a way to just, you know, being connected in that community, working everyone together is going to do much more to get rid of package thieves than just trying to do it on our own. Because most places don't legislate this crime, so it's hard to prosecute, it's hard to recover items. So the more that you can do, you know, with your neighbors, the better.
When you lose a package like this, who's ultimately responsible? Is it the carrier? Is it you? Is the person who sent it? Or no one?
That's a really good question. It's been changing over the past couple of years. You're going to want to talk to the retailer. The carrier is not going to take responsibility most of the time. But this is why you notice that your Amazon, FedEx delivery people take a picture that they delivered it and send that to you. And that's their insurance, basically, so that they don't have to be responsible for the package that got stolen. But if you have your own cameras there and you see someone wiping it from your porch, then you have some recourse, either potentially with the carrier or with the retailer to get a replaced item. But I recommend one of the best ways to cover yourself is to order things using a credit card like an American Express or another card that automatically insures your packages. It's going to be the best way for you to have recourse for recovery. It's getting harder and harder because it's happening more often. And it's costing companies money just like it's costing all of us money.
Well, you know, if I had a company that was delivering, I would be very upset about that, because if I delivered, it's one thing. If I shipped it from Cincinnati and I'm the shipper, I can't help what happens in San Francisco. That is a very fine line. Is there any time that the carrier, you know, just like in any business, you have an employee that maybe isn't as honest as possible, he takes it or she takes it?
There have been reports of that happening, so I don't think that is the biggest thing that's going on, but I think that's much more rare.
Is the major thing to do what you just mentioned about the credit card insurance, or is there other things that you can do?
Cameras are a good idea. A lot of cameras are just passive. They're just going to record what's happening. We partnered up with Vivint this year for this report, and they have added a bunch of extra features to their outdoor cameras that are working to deter and scare off the porch pirates. They've got flashing and strobing lights, the whistle sound that really startles them, and you can even play pre-recorded messages that, like, say, hey, you, or what's going on, or get out of here. What we're seeing in those clips, instead of just pulling down their cap and stealing the package anyway, these thieves are startled, they're caught off guard, and they run away without taking the package, and that's the goal. The Vivint cameras also have package detection, so they can tell when a package is dropped off or when the package is moving, and this is AI that is definitely getting tweaked as time goes on. But ultimately, I think these innovations are what's going to help make the difference.
This is a serious thing, especially now. I mean, in the next couple of weeks, this is going to run rampant, but it run rampant all year long. I see these things on television all the time. It's very, very disheartening, to say the least. Where can we go, Rebecca, for more information on this?
Yeah, go to safewise.com, and we have a lot of recommendations and tips and advice to keep your packages on your porch and out of the hands of the pirates this holiday.
Please come back when other developments are come to light, and let's talk more about it.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Rebecca.
Thank you.
happy holiday. Our guest has been safety expert at SafeWise.com, Rebecca Edwards, talking about the prevention of porch pirates all year round, but especially during this holiday season. Can you believe this? With all the crazy things happening in the world, we got to worry about porch pirates. And it's a serious issue, too, I might add. Some very sad news this past Wednesday from the world of music. Of course, is the great sound of legendary rock group Fleetwood Mac. This past Wednesday, we lost keyboardist, writer, and singer for that group, the very talented Christine McVie, died at the age of 79 years old, surrounded by family. Another musical legend gone, Christine McVie. Nationwide and around the world, you're listening to Ron Segi Today.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Anxiety meds? Everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance to buy $1 million. $1,000 of affordable term life for you. All you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-568-2790. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-568-2790. 800-568-2790.
That's a wrap with Ron Sedgwick today on this first weekend of December. I want to thank you and all of our guests for being part of the past 2 hours. Our guests include, just turned 81, the first drummer for the Beatles, Pete Best, also Carter Osterhaus from the Great Christmas Light Fight on ABC, singer Cyndi Lauper from ID, that great channel, Investigative Discovery, Sandra Brown, General Pete Osmond from the Toys for Tots organization in the United States Marine Corps, Dee Snider, lead singer of Twisted Sister, and Rebecca Edwards. We'll be looking for your company come next week when we're going to do it again live, nationwide and around the world with Ron Sedgy today. Till then, happy shopping. Hope you have blue skies and green lights.